Blog Talk Radio.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is overflowing with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I've made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing.
God this morning. Hallelujah.
How many want to tell the Lord thank you this morning? Hallelujah. You were listening to Wes Morgan, I Choose to Worship. Amen, amen. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer. Hallelujah. Early Sunday morning prayer. We're about to go into, we're already in a new month. Can you believe it? Already the third month in the year of 2014. Today is March 2nd, 2013. Amen. And the psalmist said, I choose to worship. I want to read to you just a few verses out of Psalm 63. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verses 1 through 4. Say, oh God, thou art my God. Early, somebody say early. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. God's loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Lord God, once again, we come before you this morning. Hallelujah. First of all, Lord God, we want to repent. We repent this morning for anything we've said or done that wasn't pleasant, that wasn't righteous, that wasn't holy, that wasn't acceptable in your sight. God, and we're asking you this morning to create in us a clean heart. Hallelujah. We have to have a clean heart, God. Renew within us the right spirit. Ah, whatever you do, Lord God, this morning, don't take your Holy Spirit from us. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. God, we come this morning to tell you thank you. We come this morning to give you glory. We come this morning to give you praise. We come this morning because you are the lifter of our soul. We come this morning because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. We come this morning because we want to be safe in your arms. We come this morning to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You said to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. Come into your courts with praise. Oh, we entering this morning with thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. What can we give you this morning? The psalmist said, what shall I render unto the Lord? What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits, all of his kindness, all of his mercies, all of his grace, all of his love, all of his joy and peace that you have rendered unto us, God? We want to tell you thank you this morning. Thank you for the mountains in our lives. Thank you for the tests and the trials. Thank you for the valleys, Lord God. Oh, we bless you this morning, God. There's no other God but you. We bless you because you're God all by yourself. We bless you because you never make any mistakes. We bless you, Lord God, because you're worthy. We bless you because there's no other God, hallelujah, that will answer us when we call. We're calling on you this morning. Oh, God, and we need your help. Oh, we come against everything that's not like you. We come against every hindrance. We come against seducing spirits. We come against imaginations. We come against, hallelujah, false illusions. In the name of Jesus, we bind every witch, we bind every warlock, we bind every evil thought, we bind every evil word that will be spoken weapon against us. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind ending. We bind strife this morning. We bind confusion this morning. We bind gossiping this morning. We bind our discord sowing this morning. We bind lying lips this morning. We bind a proud look this morning. We bind evil imaginations. Hallelujah. We come against wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. We're destroying the yokes this morning. Yokes will be destroyed this morning, because at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. We destroy yokes this morning. We're not breaking the chains, but we destroy yokes this morning. We destroy every chain that have us bound. Hallelujah. We destroy, hallelujah, evil imaginations. Hallelujah. These seducing spirits that would come and whisper and tell us who we're not. We are somebody in Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors. We are overcomers this morning. Hallelujah. Lord God, we're asking you to execute judgment. Execute judgment against the wicked this morning, God. Execute judgment against them this morning. Oh, God, we're praying and lifting up your leaders, your pastors that are standing in the pulpit, preaching and teaching the gospel. God, you said in Jeremiah 3:15 that you would give us pastors after your own heart, God. Let them have a heart for the people. Let them have a heart to teach and preach what is righteous. Let them have a heart, God, to not be afraid, to not be intimidated, but to say what doth say the Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. You said righteousness exalt a nation, but sin is an approach to every people. Oh, we bless you this morning, God. We thank you for our president this morning. Go to the White House this morning and comfort him, Lord God. Dry every tear that he shed, God. Let him know, God, that you are with him. Let him know, Lord God, that no weapon formed against this country, no weapon formed against the Obama family, it will not prosper. Bless the First Lady. Bless the children. Bless the whole First Family in the name of Jesus. And First Ladies all over this country and First Families all over this country, we lift them up today, God. Hallelujah. Restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Bless their children, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Ruby Larry this morning, God. Your faithful servant. You said a faithful man and woman. I'm putting woman in there this morning. I'm not leaving out the women this morning. A faithful man and woman shall abound with blessings. Hallelujah. Let the blessings of the Lord abound in your faithful servant's life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every pastor. Bless every evangelist. Bless every apostle and prophet. Bless every teacher that come on this line and minister the word of the God, of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm asking for blessings this morning. Open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain on them. We're not talking about the blessings of tangible things. We're talking about the blessings of the Lord. We're talking about your spirit, God. Let your spirit rain on them this morning. Let your spirit uplift them this morning. The spirit of truth. The spirit of righteousness. Let it rain in their lives forevermore, God. Oh, God, we love you this morning. Bless every listener, God. Every caller this morning. All those 69,000 listeners, God. Oh, God, show up at their doorstep this morning. Let them know that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Show up at their doorstep this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Make every gain say a liar. Make every nay say a liar. Hallelujah. Let every man be a liar. But God, we want you to be true. For you are true, God. You are righteous, God. And we love you this morning. Remember my mother this morning in New Orleans, God. Ah, let your blood cover her. Remember my brother as he get ready to travel back, God. Ah, remember all my brothers and sisters. Ah, remember my nieces and my nephews. Ah, pay a visit this morning to my only son, Jamal, God. Oh, God, lift up his head today, God. Oh, give him a mind to make a commitment. Give him a mind to surrender his life, God. For you said in your word to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they got old, when they get old, you said it won't depart. I've already embedded in him God's law. He know the law of the righteous. He know the law of God. Touch him this morning, God. Oh, God, and as I get ready to depart this city, hallelujah, to go on the assignment that you have given me, God. Oh, God, I want you to, hallelujah, to bless my going out and my coming in. Oh, God, make waves for me. Ah, you open up doors, God. Hallelujah, where folks will just stand back and be in awe. And they can declare that this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Remember Danielle, God, as I leave her here in this city, I'm entrusting her in the hands of a God that have cared for her 21 years, cared for her 45 years of her life. Oh, God, don't let her be too far behind me. When I depart this city, make sure you have a president's seal, God, signed for her release, God. I believe in you. We haven't given up on trusting you, God, for 21 years, God. We say the doors, the prison doors are going to be open. Oh, we're standing on that because you promised us, God. Ah, and you're not a man that you would lie. Oh, God, remember the women in prison all over this nation and the men, our sons and our daughters, God. Ah, you told us in Joel, you said in the last days that you was going to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You told us that our sons and our daughters will prophesy, shall prophesy. Ah, you said in your word, God, that our old men will dream dreams. You said in your word that even the servants will prophesy. In the name of Jesus, we're holding you to it, God. We know every word that you have written in your holy Bible is for our learning. Hallelujah. It's for us to go to the next level. Take us to the next level. We're looking for a next level in you, God. Next level of glory. A next level of glory. A next level of glory. Oh, after we have been strengthened, God, we owe it to our brothers and our sisters to reach back, God. Don't let us be selfish this year. In 2014, you told me you were going to do something double. Ah, you said for every seed that they sown, I'm going to double it. Hallelujah. 30, 60, and 100-fold. Hallelujah. Help us to continue to sow on good ground. Sow no mean money. Sow your time. Sow your love. Sow your prayers. Pray for your neighbor. Hallelujah. Pray, hallelujah, for this nation. Pray for your community. Pray for your leaders. That is a commandment from the Lord God. We bless you this morning. I'm going to open up the lines. Prophet Mike, if he would pray, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne humbly but yet boldly, God, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, we acknowledge every one of our faults, our sins are ever before you. Lord, we ask for forgiveness of all sins, seen and unseen, sins of omission and commission, even the hidden sin of the heart. God, we ask you to wash us thoroughly with your hyssop, making us whiter than snow. Purge us, God, from all our dead works, God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit down within us, God, that we might be able to fulfill your will for us this day, that we should love our neighbor as we do ourselves, and to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and with all our might, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the government, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, the president of these United States. God, we ask you to continue to lead and guide him in the path of righteousness for your namesake, shielding and protecting him and his family from hurt, harm, and danger. Most of all, God, keeping him in the center of your will. We lift up, God, every senator, every governor, God. We lift up every council member, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up every mayor, God. We lift up the judges. We lift up the prosecutors. Lord, we lift up even those that are scribing, writing, and changing the laws, God. Not their will, but your will. Let it be done. Father, we pray for the kings, the queens, the prince, the princess, every duke, every earl, every burgomeister, God, every prime minister. Lord, we even praying for the dictators on today, not their will, but let your will be done from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same. Lord, not our will, but let thine be done. Father, we pray for those that are in authority in the high places, God. Lord, we asking you to let your spirit have free course in the earth, God. Let those that name the name of Jesus Christ depart from their sins, the house of Jacob, God, from their iniquity. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem that we might be saved. God, we lift up the Americas in this hour, a country that was established upon your principles, upon your law, and according to your word, God, a country that is slowly turning her back upon you, God, but we asking you not to judge her in your wrath, but according to your loving kindness and the multitude of your tender mercy, blot out all the transgressions, Father, return the heart of the fathers, the sons, the mothers, and the daughters back unto you, God, creating us, God, give us an ear to hear what your spirit is saying in this hour, God. Lord, we lift up every pastor, every preacher, every teacher, the fivefold ministers, God, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, Lord, the preacher, even the evangelist, God. We lifting up everyone that is naming your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, you told us to be on one accord. We pray for unity in the body on this day, God, in the name of Jesus. We praying for those that are lying upon their beds of affliction in this hour, those that are sick, God. You said if there be any sick, let them call unto the elders, God. In the name of Jesus, you said we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God, but as you did with the centurion, you sent your word and it healed them. So, Father, we asking you, according to your word, God, we send it into the hospital wards, Lord. We send it into the prisons, God, wherever there is affliction of mind, body, and soul, God. We lift up these dear hearts and souls unto you, God. And even as you heard the children of Israel cry in the days of Egypt, God, even do so now. Hear the cry of these mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, grandparents, uncles, cousins, friends, God, crying out for the loved ones that are locked in this unjust prison system, God. Lord, have thou mercy upon us according to your loving kindness, God. Oh, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. Do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that the people in the earth, God, might fear you as do your people Israel, that they might know that this house that is built is called by your name, God. Continue to call us out of darkness into your marvelous light, God. Lord, we pray for those who yet don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, God, that you would grant unto them even on this petition an ear to hear, God. Upon hearing, God, that they become doers of the very word that they have heard, God, that they would go down in your name, God, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, God. And as they receive, God, that they will go out and be witnesses as you have instructed us to be, God. Lord, so we praying for every man, woman, boy, and girl in this life, God, that you would touch them right now, even as I touch my own self as a point of contact from the crown of their head even to the sole of their feet. Incline your ear to the cry that is made on their behalf, God. Somebody is without God on this morning, without food, without shelter, without life, God. In the name of Jesus, somebody is lonely, God. Touch right now, Lord. You said you're leave us nor forsake us. Father, there's somebody that don't know you. In the pardoning of their sins, speak life to them right now. Somebody don't know you as a friend. You said you're a friend to the fatherless, God. Right now, you said, Lord, there's somebody that is comfortless. You said you are a comfort. To comfort ye their troubled hearts, God. Cause them to look unto the hill from whence cometh their help, realizing their help come from you, God, the creator, the maker, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Lord, we lift up those that are in their hour, day, week, month, or year of bereavement, that you would touch that spot in their heart, God, that brings them the trouble of remembrance, God, of losing the loved one. Father, we asking you right now, you said to cast all your cares upon you, for it is you that careth for them. Strengthen them right now wherein that they are weak. You say, let the weak say they are strong, and the strong, we got to bear the infirmities of the weak. Father, we pray for everyone that's going to church service on this day, that you would send a word, God, a right now word, a rhema word, God, spoken in fitly due time. Right now, God, let that word pierce even between the defining of the joint and asunder, marrow and bone, God. Let that word fall upon good ground, springing up to everlasting life. And Father, we will be careful to give you the glory. We will be careful to give you the honor. We pray that all that we ask, say, and do, you get the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord for the prayers that went far so far, Lord. Ooh, we had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough. We thank you for just being who you are. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us in our right mind all through the weekend and today as we go forth a new day. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this time that you have allowed on this broadcast that we can come boldly to your throne and pray. And you set this time in order. You said early in the morning, and it's early in the morning out here in California time. And we just thank you, and we love you, and we praise you. We magnify your holy name. We lift you up, because without you, we can't do anything. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. And we don't want to be without you, Lord Jesus. We want to be pleasing in your sight. We want to be pleasing to do your will and your way. We want to be pleasing that we allow you to lead and guide us on this path of righteousness and holiness unto your holy name. And we thank you so much for the men and women, the prophets, the godly men and women. Hallelujah, each and every one that you have graced this line, Lord, to bring a rhema word from heaven above where you at on this earth to your precious people. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah, all I can say this morning is thank you. Thank you for my health and strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking me up on time to come forth on this broadcast that you have dedicated to your people, that you have dedicated and given to Evangelist Bernard for the founder and the host of this broadcast. And with Prophet Michael Lewis coming on, they were the first ones to open up this broadcast. Lord, but you know everything, and we thank you. And you know what, Lord Jesus? You have him back on today to preach and teach the word and
pray that it will be done in your name. We pray for each and every soul, the homeless out there that need shelter. Lord, you know who they are. And Lord, only you, this land is yours. You said you own the land on the thousand hills belong to you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And we know that you can find him a place, and not only find them a place out of the shelter, Lord Jesus, but and their children, Lord Jesus, but you take them out of darkness and send a word so that they can become saved and in your marvelous light. Hallelujah, that they would come to your commandments, that you said all souls are yours, and you said the soul that sinneth, they should die. But you didn't leave it there. You said if they come and repent, hallelujah, and turn from their wicked ways and be baptized in your name and filled with your precious Holy Ghost, because you're the only one can give us the Holy Ghost. We can do all the steps that is required, but you have to give each and every one of us the Holy Ghost that's speaking in unknown tongues as you desire us to do. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Without you, hallelujah, we're just like a walking zombie, Lord Jesus, and you know you're no respecter person. What you done for me, what you done for Prophet Lewis, what you done for Vandice Bernard, what you done for Sister Dawn, Lord, you can do for each and every one of out there because you're no respecter person. And in our prayer and in our witnessing and devotion, as you would lead and guide us on our path to your people, Lord Jesus, we can stand unequivocally and say, the Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in his eyes. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you being so ready and willing to come in, Lord Jesus. Whatever situation you say wait on you. But as we wait on you, you say for us to keep moving. Hallelujah. Moving in the realm that you have given us the ministry for. Moving in the realm of you giving us as a prophet. Moving in the realm of you giving us to be a evangelist. Moving in the realm as you have given us to be a teacher. Moving in the realm that you have given us to be helps in the church, in your body, Lord. Moving in the realm, Lord Jesus, that you have given us to be teachers. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you for it, and we praise you for it, and we ask you to strengthen us the more, Lord, to anoint us the more as we go forth. Hallelujah, because Evangelist Bernard asks for all forgiveness. Everything that we said and done that was against get your precious soul. Everybody that we have misused words or said different things, Lord Jesus, we apologize this morning because you know we don't want our prayers to be hindered. We want it to go up and we want you to move on our prayers, Lord, as you have done from the beginning of this time, as you have brought the children out of Israel. You were with them as you have went into they went in the cave, you were with them, Lord. Wherever we are saved and in your body, Lord, you're with us. And we thank you because we can feel you, we can know you, and when we cry out, you say, here I am, child. What is it that you need? Already you know what we need, but we have to speak it. Hallelujah. This life, we have to speak it to you. We have to speak it to this enemy of this land. Hallelujah, that we have the power. You said you give us power. You leave the Holy Ghost with us, hallelujah, to walk on serpents and to do cures, to miracles, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it, hallelujah, to speak the word, to witness to your precious souls out there that they may come in, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for leading our lives in different directions, but we all gonna join up at the cross. We thank you and praise you for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly, hallelujah, and we just give you the glory, and we just give you all the praise. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. Lord Jesus, we thank you. And now we're going to go over to Minister Aaron. Could you continue, Minister Aaron, with prayer?
Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God. Bind the enemy on both sides, Jesus, oh God. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for starting us on our way, God. Blessing us on this broadcast, oh God. Guide us in the right direction, oh God, because without you, we can't do nothing, oh God. Break the yoke on every side, oh God. Whoever's listening or whoever's going through today, oh God, break the yoke, oh God. Let your will be done right now, Jesus of Nazareth. You so you're worthy to be praised. We can't do nothing without you, God. Break the battle, Lord God. Break the enemy's back, oh God. Break us, oh God. Let things work out for the good, oh God. Bless us right now, Jesus. Help our mind, help our spirit, oh God. You're so wonderful, God. We can't do nothing without you, God. We thank you for every little thing you've done for us in our life, oh God. We thank you for starting us on the right day, oh God. Oh, Father, guide our mind. Let not our heart be troubled, oh God. Give us the right mind to do what's right, Jesus. Watch over us and guide us, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God. What the devil meant for evil, you meant for good, oh God. Oh, Father, bless my cousin's line, God. Well, even when she leave out of town, oh God, to go where she got to go on her destiny, oh God, doing the work for you in these last and evil days, oh God, bringing souls all around that's sick down there in New Orleans, oh God. Guide the mind, oh God, of the people, God. There's so many false prophets and so many things that's not working out right, God. Work it out this morning, God. Bless these pastors and preachers and deacons and all that around, oh God. Bless everything, God, that has breath. Praise the Lord, oh God. Let us work in your vineyard, oh God. Bless me this morning, oh God. Bless them souls that you got me to bring to church this morning, oh God. Let them get, not just listen to the word. Let them get filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, oh God. Getting baptized in Jesus' name, oh God. Break the yoke, oh God. Let them, oh God, bless the president, oh God. Bless every situation, oh God, that we're going through, Jesus. Without you, we can't do nothing, oh God. Guide us in the right path for Jesus. Bless every listener that's on this line, oh God. Listeners that's on the internet, oh God. Whatever situation they're going through, Jesus, how the devil's attacking them, oh God. Bind the enemy right now, Jesus. Let your will be done, oh God. Bless us right now, God. Bless the situation that you got my cousin right now, Jesus. Have you guiding her mind and her spirit, Jesus. Bind the devil this morning, oh God. Bless my father. Bless his wife, all of them, oh God. Let your will be done right now, Jesus. Even guide me in the calling that you got for me, Jesus, in these last and evil days, oh God. Let me do the work. Let you smile at me, Jesus. Oh God, that you get the total glory, Jesus. Oh,
glory.
Father, without you, we can't do nothing, oh God. We can't do nothing without you, Jesus. Help our mind. Help our spirit to teach love in our hearts, Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you, oh God. Giving me another day to live, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Coming in my life, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Getting on this broadcast and listening to the word of these people that's preaching and teaching the gospel, oh God. Don't know what we've been going through, Jesus. But this is the day, oh God. Guide our mind and our spirit. Let us listen to what the word say. Let us listen. Every ear, let us hear what the spirit is saying. Not man, not women. Let us hear what the spirit is saying, Jesus. Folks are sick. Folks are tired. Going through some situations, oh God. But you got to break the level of the enemy. He's a lying one. The time is winding up. Bless my cousin Bernard, Vangelist Bernard, and his broadcast. Guide us, mind, and spirit this morning. It's an honor. This is an honor to lift you up and praise you. You died on the cross for our sins, oh God. This is an honor to praise your name, oh Father. You don't do nothing for this week. This is an honor to praise you. Because we can't do nothing without you, Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, God, every listener that's listening, I thank you, oh, God. Blessing everything to work out for the good. Oh, Father, walk or watch us, oh, God. Guide our mind, guide our spirits. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Messiah. It was the Lord that.
Come on.
Jesus.
With one or two touching in agreeing. Let your blood prevail right now, Jesus, this morning. I feel a blessing about to happen this morning. Somebody about to get healed. Somebody about to get out of their situation. They're tangled up in the mind, oh God. Don't know which way to go, Jesus. The devil's a lying wonder. We plead the blood of Jesus this morning. There's one or two or three touching and agreeing on this line. I bind you from the pits of hell. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against us going to prosper. It can't come to pass. Lying wonder. My God, from glory, you're so worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Too bad you try to take my life. You should have been took my life. God got me now.
All right.
I'm a walking miracle for you, Jesus. In these last and evil days, things is about to happen. Something's about to happen this morning. Somebody going to be getting delivered from their situation by bondage. They tied up, messed up. God is about to do a breakthrough. Blessings are coming. God ain't forgot us. We forgotten him. God ain't forgot us. He's waiting on us to reach out and grab it. Reach out and grab it. We ain't trying to get on this line to be trying to look good and show outside to the world. We trying to worship Jesus Christ that died for our sins. It's about his glory, not about us. It's about Jesus' glory. And we complain about little stuff and what he done died on, what he done suffered and went through. We talking about what we have done and things ain't working out. We should be ashamed of ourselves. My God from glory, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're so well, all you got to do is worship him. Praise him. His name. Praise him and honor him in these last and evil days. The devil is a liar. Plead the blood of Jesus against you.
Jesus, we plead the blood.
God is about to do some things on this line. Folks is getting on here all over the world. God is about to do some things.
Jesus.
You ain't seen nothing, Evangelist Bernard. You ain't seen nothing.
Glory to God.
That's why the enemy's cutting up. You ain't seen nothing. Just said the Lord. You ain't seen nothing. That's why the enemy's cutting up.
Lord.
My God, from glory, you ain't seen nothing. That's what you know. The blessing is right around the corner. See, the enemy's mad because you leaving. You're doing what God, you're right.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you still there, Aaron? Amen, amen, amen. We thank you all this morning for tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer. Continue to worship God as you go to your respective houses of worship. Continue to lift him up. Continue to be an encourager, not a discourager. Encourage your neighbor. Encourage your friend. Encourage someone that need encouragement. We are to encourage one another with these words. Jesus is coming. I thank God for my sister Dawn being on the line. She faithfully comes on the line on Sundays. She's faithfully on the line Monday through Friday, even on her job, even while she's sick. Amen. While she's discomforted. Hallelujah. She comes on this line. So, God, I'm asking you to bless Dawn. Touch her body, God. In the name of Jesus, bless our children and our grandchildren, God. Remember Jarvis this morning. Remember Nigel this morning. Remember London and little Jarvis. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up this family this morning. Hallelujah. Asking you to let your peace, your love, and your joy, hallelujah, abound in their lives. Thank you for Prophet Michael Lewis this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby said, he and I opened this line together. He had to go on to school, so he's not able to be on here. But I thank God for him. Hallelujah. Prophet Mike, the work that God has begun in us. Hallelujah. He will fulfill it. He's going to finish this work. Our work is not over. We got work to do. Minister, we got work to do. Hallelujah. We bless you and we thank you and we give you glory and we give you praise. Next week we're continuing on with the Acts of the Apostles. We'll be on chapter 20 on Monday. Amen. We have a pastor out of New Orleans, Louisiana. If you've never heard him before, don't miss Thursday. Pastor Henry Bolden III, he'll be with us out of New Orleans, out of the Perfecting Life Church there in New Orleans, Louisiana. And also Pastor Miracle and Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Beatrice Martin will be speaking for us. And on Friday, Elder Eugene Hammond out of Sacramento, California, he will be speaking for us on Friday. Amen. So we got a host of speakers this week on continue with the Acts of the Apostles. And that's where the church was founded. Amen. So we thank God for Minister Aaron tuning in with us today, also out of Lansing, Michigan. This is my cousin. He loved the Lord, and God has given him a gift for witnessing. God has given him a gift to pray. God has given him a gift to be an encourager. So God bless you, Aaron. We thank God for you this morning. Amen. Amen. Hey, you don't know most. I thank God for Sister Ruby. Always at
Hello.
Time.
That's right. My phone went out.
Your phone went out. Had you finished?
Yeah, it went out when I was praying. You know, I'm talking about y'all had cut me off when I started praying, getting into what God was destined saying to the Lord. It just went out, and then something told me to call back.
Okay, well, whatever the Lord has laid on your heart, you're welcome to go forth with it, and we're going to close on out after that.
Yeah, that's all I'm just saying, how God was using me. That's why that's what God put in my spirit. That's why the devil is mad and upset. He's cutting up, getting folks on here. He's cutting up. See, what the devil meant for evil, God meant because something's about to happen for you to go on over there to New Orleans. Mm. And the enemy's mad. He's upset. But that's all right. That's why these prayers that you're having, you obeying what God is telling you to do. That's why I was telling you. That's why I was telling you last year. Your broadcast is the number one broadcast. I wasn't saying God is getting the glory, but what's happening? A lot of different folks is coming on the line. It's powerful now. This ain't no joke, because it's about wishing them up Jesus Christ, and God is going to be moving. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to tell you, your uncle was talking good about you yesterday. Want to get back on this line? Everything. He was talking about just talking some good things. I think he's going to sow a seed. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. God is good.
Hallelujah.
God is good. So, and things is about to happen. You ain't seen nothing yet. That's what God is putting in my spirit to tell you. You ain't seen nothing yet. That's why you have to stay on here. If it's got to be here for 10 or 15 years, do it. And don't worry about the wealth, because the wealth is coming. Don't even worry. And it's happening this year. It's going to happen this year. It ain't going to happen next year. It's because God, that's the Lord, is coming this year. It's coming powerful. And your helper that's helping you, been with you for a long time, God is going to open doors for you, too. You ain't going to be left out. God is about to do some things for you, Sister Ruby. Mother Ruby.
All right.
God is about to do some things for you, too. You faithful. You ain't looking. The thing is with you, you're not looking for the blessing. It's looking for you.
Hey, man, I received that.
You ain't looking for the blessing. He's looking for you. He's going to get you when you're not expected. You watch what I say. And it's going to happen this year. Not next year. This year. God is going to open some doors for you, for you, Mother Ruby. You watch what I tell you. You ain't looking for. You got that kind heart. You ain't trying to look for nothing. You ain't trying to get nothing out of it. You just helping your daughter. That's all. You just helping. You doing the work for the Lord to win souls in the kingdom. And you have to be wise, and you're a wise woman.
Mm.
Been through a lot, but you're a wise woman, and God is about to open some doors for you. Like I said, but you ain't looking for the blessing. The blessing's looking for you.
Amen. I receive that. Amen.
And it's going to come. It's going to come. It's coming. Not yet, like this pastor told me, not yet, but it's on its way. It's on its way. And you ain't seen nothing yet. And my cousin Bernard, God, you ain't seen nothing yet, neither. God is about to do some things. This is the year. God, and I got some people right now, and I'm working at another church. God got some people right now. I got to get with this morning. Going to church with me. And I'm just hoping that they get baptized, get filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm moving with God. I'm going just with thus said the Lord. I'm moving with God. I'm listening. I'm obeying the Spirit of God.
And we pray God's blessing on you as you continue to witness to souls. That's a gift. And see, the enemy is jealous because he don't want you to bring souls in to the kingdom, Aaron, but you be encouraged for every soul that you witness to. God has a record on you.
Yes.
Amen. So you be encouraged. Don't let mother, father, brother, sister, cousin, aunt, uncle, niece, nephew, whatever they may be, don't let them discourage you. You're doing what God have assigned you to do in this season. See, this is our season of change. This is our season for us to do our greatest work. So be encouraged. We're going to get on off of here. We about 10 minutes into 8. We usually go about 30 to 45 minutes, but we have prayer, and God is going to bless even this early Sunday morning prayer. I don't look at numbers. God is not into to numbers, because he said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight. And where there's two or three, God always have blessed this early Sunday morning prayer for two or three to be on the line touching and agreeing. Prophet Mike has been faithful to this prayer line also. So we thank God for Prophet Michael Lewis. Amen, amen. I give God glory for what he's doing and how he advocate on behalf of my sister Danielle. I thank God for him. Amen. And Sister Ruby and Dawn and Aaron coming on this morning, you have certainly encouraged our heart, Minister Aaron. So God bless you all. We'll see you next week. We have a great lineup next week. Amen. And I'm not on this broadcast preaching every day and teaching every day. We open up this platform for other men and women to be able to preach and teach this gospel. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a glorious day. Sister Ruby, going to close on out.
For so long, I was silent. For so long, I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Can't lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now.
I choose to worship.
My mind is made up.
My mind is made up.
Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for longing with thee.
I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up.
I choose to worship. Oh yes, I do. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He'll heal me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on.
He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing
me.
I'm
coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life.
I'm going to worship.
Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is. Worshippers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. My heart is long for this moment with thee.